So the first two poems are kind of linked about, and they're about San Francisco. First one's called Flax, San Francisco. Flax is the name of a stationery store. He spends his first night on Market Street, excited in a paper store, browsing Japanese handmaids and discontinued lecture set, watching leather men choose portfolios. He stays until closing, treks to bar six in timeouts top 10, swinging a letterpress bag. This one's about last night in San Francisco, which kind of lived up to my expectations. It's called Pearls Over Shanghai. He spends his last night in the Castro at a coquette's review. The man beside says he knew Sylvester, says he knew Tom Gunn, and he is impressed. Impressed by septuagenarian drag queen thumping keys, impressed by crotchless harem pants, impressed by heart-trimmed dominatrix whipping straights. He's invited to watch a film, but it's far too late already for flying tomorrow. He walks back past auto shops, Mondrian, feeling strong. And then this last poem from Liberty Tales, it's called Tabernacle Lane, and it was inspired by what happened in Orlando. It used to be that you, inside was the gay club was somewhere safe and protective, and outside was the scary bit, and then Orlando happened. So this is called Tabernacle Lane. A list of men waiting, found tiny in the classifieds. The bouncer smiles. Let the music decide. To dare to dance with divine, be sure of every cheap reaction. Take pride in his hand, step on stage, a strapless shoulder to trespass on. Here's what my mother never did tell me, how that velvet staircase awaits, lit by the pulse of treacherous fairy lights, leads to what can't be seen in the dark. Wipe armpit sweat with a Kleenex to hurl at the howling crowd. Never apologize, never hide, never let hate be unopposed. O is the story of Bobby O, Mr. GQ man, desperate for a pen, desperate for a telephone number, his bloom of future possibilities, thrown from scorched roofs, strung on barbed wire, blitzed in the dance of Saturday night. For love and love and love and love.